a report to the people of Montana with Senators Mike Mansfield and Lee Metcalf. Moderator is Joseph McCaffrey, award-winning Washington radio television reporter and commentator. Here is Mr. McCaffrey.
Senator Mansfield, let's begin with you. How would you sum up the record of this 89th Congress, now that it's completed about three-quarters of the course?
Well, Joe, I'm glad you emphasized the three-quarters aspect of it, because when we consider the 89th Congress, we have to consider two separate sessions. We've completed one. We're a halfway or a third through the second session. And I would say that the record of the 89th Congress would compare favorably with any Congress in the history of the Republic. As a matter of fact, I think in many aspects it's the best Congress this country has ever seen. Landmark legislation has been passed in the field of education, conservation, social welfare, and medical health for our people, and many other fields which will leave their mark on the American landscape for decades, if not centuries, to come.
Now, Senator Metcalf, you played a leading role in almost all of this legislation that was enacted during the last session and a half of this Congress. How would you pinpoint some of this legislation as it applies directly to your own state of Montana?
Well, it's very important to the state of Montana, of course. Medicare and the poverty program and the Office of Economic Opportunity has as great an impact on Montana as it has on any of the other states. The conservation programs that we've enacted are very important to Montana. We enacted the finest farm bill that's been enacted since I came to Congress, and farm prices are substantially up out in Montana this year. And
including cattle prices.
Well, cattle prices are up too, and we're very fortunate that livestock prices are improved. And so the Library Services Act, the General Education Act, the Higher Education Act have all a great impact on the state of Montana as they have on the nation. We have some special things, of course, such as agriculture and Interior Department appropriations that have made significant improvements in the state. And conservation and education has been as important to us as it has to everybody else in the nation.
Well, Joe, I think I ought to say that no one has shown greater initiative nor better leadership than Lee Metcalf in the field of conservation. And what we've been able to accomplish for Montana, we have, in effect, been able to accomplish for the nation as a whole. I would point out, though, that we do have other things to consider. For example, we're getting close to the end of the construction of the Great Yellowtail Dam in the Bighorn Country in southeastern Montana. We're hoping for a dedication sometime later this year. We hope also to get the first really sizable appropriation somewhere in the vicinity of between $20 and $30 million for the start of construction on the Libby Dam in Lincoln County in northwestern Montana. The five-year period under the treaty under which that dam must be completed starts July the 1st this year. And then, of course, as Lee knows, we have problems at the present time. We're interested in the hide situation as it affects the Montana and American cattlemen. And we're doing what we can to get Secretary of Commerce Connor to rescind his order against the export of hides, because we feel that this is one way in which the American cattlemen and the cattle industry in general can be benefited, and they are entitled to this protection. And then, of course, under the leadership of Senator Metcalf, we were able to get the ICC last week, some days ago, to issue an order ordering all rail lines to return the boxcars which belong to the Great Northern and the Northern Pacific. And we became interested in this because of the fact that thousands of our people were being unemployed because of lack of boxcars in western Montana.
Joe, the boxcar shortage demonstrates what we really can do when a group of senators get together and have consultation with these administrative agencies. Senator Mansfield and Senator Neuberger and I raised the question on the floor, but when Libby had 1,400 and some men out of work, and Senator Magnuson called a meeting.
Chairman of the Commerce Committee.
Yes. And 30 senators signed a letter to the Interstate Commerce Commission. And we demonstrated that the Northern Pacific and the Great Northern Railroads were being deprived of their cars. They're being held in the East. And they issued what is really an unprecedented order, ordering them to return, all railroads to return the cars to the Northern Pacific and the Great Northern. And if we can get our own cars home, we can ship our lumber, and we can handle our grain harvest.
Exactly.
Gentlemen, what do you expect in the remaining well, we'll say 4 months or possibly 4.5 months of this session of Congress.
Well, it appears to me that we always have to consider the appropriation bills. We've passed the supplemental so far, but the other bills are rolling. We haven't got them in the Senate yet because they have to be acted on in the House first. There'll be other legislation, but not too much in comparison with last year, because I think what we ought to recognize is that we did pass an awful lot of legislation last year, and we ought to give it a chance to be implemented and put into operation.
Well, such things as higher education and elementary education, Medicare, came of age all at once last year. And they'd been in the legislative hopper for many, many years, and they'd been carefully considered and revised, and many hearings had been held on it. You know, I look forward, though, to the fact that we will be able to moderately, at least, expand the budget. I don't think that we're going to adopt the suggestions that we discontinue the school lunch program. We're going to have milk for the needy children and for all
impacted
children.
Impacted areas aid.
We're going to have aid to impacted areas. We're going to continue the research programs that have been traditional in land-grant colleges. And I'm sure that the people of America and the people of Montana want those important programs continued.
Can you keep these programs and at the same time fight the war in Vietnam?
Yes, I think so. We may not be able to appropriate as much money as we would like in some of these programs because the Vietnamese situation must have priority. But the Great Society, the Good Society programs will continue. They may be reduced here and there, but by and large, they will keep their momentum and they will be able to achieve benefits for the people as a whole.
Many of the programs, of course, are important to us in fighting the war in Vietnam. Many of them are important in our new Food for Peace program. And many of them will be important to solutions after the war, and we just have to keep them going. As Mike says, perhaps we can't appropriate as much money, but we can at least keep them alive.
Well, you were one of the key men, Senator Metcalf, selected for the Joint Committee on the Organization of Congress, and you've gone through hearings for many days and listened to many dozens of witnesses and compiled a long hearing list there. What is your impression as to what can be done to perhaps reorganize Congress?
Well, Joe, as you know, the resolution under which we're acting is largely restrictive so that we can't make recommendations as to many of the things that probably are part of the rules.
The resolution prevents revolution. Eh?
That's right. But we held probably the hearings that will be studied by political scientists for a decade or so, become textbooks on political science activity, because we discussed every problem that they came in. Political scientists, school teachers, senators and representatives, members of the administration, all came before our committee. And we're convinced that many minor changes will streamline Congress. For instance, we have no computers up here. We have a more than $100 billion budget. And every agency downtown, every administrative agency, has a memory retrieval system and so forth, and we have none of that. And we have to go through files and spend a lot of time in order to compete with the administration downtown. And if we're going to maintain our legislative jurisdiction, we're going to have to put some sort of a computer system in. And then we don't have enough staff, really, to handle legislation. And we're going to recommend some more legislative staff. We just went through a 14B filibuster, Mike, where the question was not whether we should adopt 14B, but whether we should bring the bill up or not. And many of us feel that we should adopt the House
rule. You weren't able to bring the bill up.
Yes, many of us feel that at least we should adopt the House rule, that should be a highly preferential motion, and then have the full debate on the question after it's been brought up. Well, those minor things will streamline the Congress, and I think we'll make recommendations such as having a professional police force and have a paid guide service so that people don't have to pay two bits to a person to be conducted through their capital. But such things as seniority, we're not permitted to take care of. And, of course, we're running into a tradition there rather than a rule, and it's a lot harder to overcome a tradition than a rule.
That's right. Senator Mansfield, do you think there should be any changes made in the structure of Congress as you see it?
Oh, yes, I do, but I think we have to move very carefully as far as some of the traditional conditions are concerned. I would agree very much with what Lee Metcalf has just said, and I'm delighted that he's on this committee operating under the chairmanship of a great man, the distinguished senator from Oklahoma, Mr. Monroney, who, with Bob La Follette, Jr., in 1949, brought about the first reorganization of the Congress. Times change, Congress has to change with it, and we ought to get at least as good treatment as the agencies downtown. And the comparison, I'm telling you, as far as the Senate is concerned, is very weak. There's too much work to be done up here and not enough people to do it.
Well, Senator Metcalf, you were first elected to the House, where you made an enviable record, in 1948. Have the duties of a member of Congress increased, do you think, since that time, back about 18 years ago?
Oh, yes, I think so. I think Mike would agree. I succeeded Mike in the House.
Oh, without question. Without question.
Why? How have they increased?
Well, people are more interested in their government. Transportation is easier. Every now and again, Lee and I, for example, meet with a group numbering in excess of 100 from the state of Montana. They come back here. They want to discuss problems. They're very reasonable about what they have to say. And the people are writing more letters nowadays, too, on a greater variety of subjects.
That's because you passed all these education bills.
No, they started doing that years ago.
Well, it was the education of a few years ago that got them to writing the letters. But we're taking up many, many more problems, too. Education, Medicare.
Problems that more directly affect the people,
I think, too. Yes. Veterans Administration. When we had the Miles City Hospital closure, Mike, we had a swarm of mail coming in from Montana, and we had a question that had to be resolved. The same is true of such things as TV and cable TV and control of that wasn't even a question when I first came
to
Congress.
That's right, that's right.
All these problems fall in our laps, and it seems that a state like Montana has every problem except maritime problems. But it's all right because our people are reasonable. They ask us to do what we can. We try to help them. They're very understanding, and it's a pleasure and a privilege to represent the people from a state like ours.
Well, gentlemen, we have just about 1 minute left here, and I would like to ask you a question that's always embarrassing to ask any member of Congress, whether he be in the House or the Senate. And that is, do you think that there will be a personal income tax increase in this session of Congress?
May I
answer
that? I'm the new member of
the
Finance Committee. I think that we should be preparing for such a personal income tax increase. This latest wholesale price index increase doesn't mean that we have inflation, but it does mean that we have a danger of inflation, a danger situation we have to watch. And I would hope that the Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary Fowler, would be prepared to come before the Congress with a moderate tax increase, 5% or something like that, to have inflation control rather than the need to finance the Vietnam War.
And apparently some decision will be made in the Treasury Department, I gather, around the 1st of May or the 15th of May, is that
right? And I was in complete accord with President Johnson's statement that we're watching the situation carefully. We don't want to decelerate or accelerate too fast. We don't want to.
This is the danger, isn't it?
This
perhaps
is a real
might
danger.
Decelerate too fast.
But a moderate tax increase would take care of it, especially with our new graduated income tax, which is taking more money out of the economy.
Thank you very much.
As you say, Joe, it very likely will be decided within the month.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Report to the people of Montana with Senators Mike Mansfield and Lee Metcalf was presented by this station as a public service. Moderator was Joseph McCaffrey, distinguished Washington radio and television reporter.